Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Reverse Cowboy.
This
is
Reverse
Cowboy
episode
59. 59, eh?
Fifth.
Who'd have thunk it?
Every episode we say the number and then we kind of say, who'd have thunk it?
We sort of gaze off wistfully into the sky.
59 episodes. So 59 episodes chopped into...
Don't hit the table because there's a mic attached to it now. It's all right.
So just to put everyone in the picture, we've got new mics. Because I've got... What would you call it? Disease?
Wanking leg syndrome.
Fucking fidgeting leg syndrome. So every week I'm...
I used to have that, so I was medicated. That's the ADHD symptom.
It's nice. It just feels nice. Just tapping you. But I do it now because I didn't have the freedom to do it as a child. I told you about this earlier. My dad was like the fidget police.
Yeah, he's like, stop that!
Yeah, it was... No. Since moving home... Yeah. I've started fidgeting again.
I think you're free to fidget, but yeah, the last episode you will hear a constant, and that's not him having a wank.
I realised today when I was doing my notes, like our podcast is specifically about like sex and wanking.
Well, I mean,
which is a bit
toilet humour, isn't it?
It's toilet humour.
Yeah, we're just fucking idiots. I don't know why anyone listens to it or watches it.
My daughter started doing.
Hopefully not a podcast.
No, not a podcast, no. That would be cute. But it's the earliest form of swearing, which is when she's super angry. She goes...
I mean, it's better, isn't it? That's the best swear word, really.
Yeah, but, imagine having an argument with someone and they just went... Because it is offensive.
Oh, yeah.
It's a spray giver as well.
Yeah, well, that's the really dirty part, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
How's life, bro?
Brokey? Good, man. I mean, I did accidentally show my dick to the bin men.
Yeah?
Yeah, and there was an accident before anyone claims it wasn't.
How?
Because...
Yeah, pray tell.
You know, like, the bin men come certain days, you forget to put it out. It's part of adult life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was up early and heard the fuckers coming down the road. Heard them outside my house, basically. And if you don't put it out there and then, they won't come and get it. They're cunts. Well, they're just doing their job, to be fair on them. But they're like, you know, you got to put it out now before. So I had like boxer shorts on, a t-shirt, like a like a 10-year-old boy wears, like in the morning,
like a bit like
the long
the
t-shirt.
Walk of shirt, like a bit like an old slut who's put on shagged all night, and you've put on his gear and you're out doing the bins.
So well, I ran outside, freezing cold, no shoes on, no socks, just a pair of like boxer shorts and a t-shirt. And you have to drag all the recycling bags out of the bins and then put them in a pile on the road for some reason. It's fucking mental system. Yeah. Anyway. So dragging them out like that, and then, you know, came loose at the side. And
side?
Well, yeah.
Chopper.
Well, I think it's a normal-sized one. But anyway, the reason I was being very... It was sort of like gladiators, really. You know, it was like the clock was ticking. Yeah. So I was like, dun, 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 run forward. You know, it was like Crystal Maze, you know.
Good
like
show, Crystal
dirty
Maze.
Dirty Crystal Maze. So I was running back and forth, dropping the bags off, because there was loads of recycling, because I missed it the fucking week before, or the 2 weeks before. So I was like, ah. And then, you know, I must have popped my leg up at some point to grab something. knob came out a bit.
Fucking accident.
I don't know what went on.
Mate,
I was climbing in three different bins, getting all the shit out.
If you don't pop your leg up.
I don't know how it happened.
No, you've done that. That is a weird, very weird fetish. Binman. Well, exposing yourself to binman.
Well, it happened. One of the guys went, whoa.
Oh, did
whoa, whoa, whoa. And I didn't know it. I went, oh, sorry, mate, like that.
Oh, sorry, what that? I put your penis away.
Oh, what, this? Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, what that?
Sorry. Has he seen it?
Well, I hope you didn't all see it.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I've never exposed myself to a binman.
Well, there's time yet, mate. There's plenty of time, but don't know where you live. You're kind of isolated from the bin man.
Yeah, they're around the corner. You do hear them rattling around, though.
They have to go down Shitgate Alley, don't they?
I've cleaned Shitgate Alley a bit.
It's not full of shit anymore.
Well, my missus, you know, if I do any cleaning on the day I'm not seeing anyone, for example, yourself, I get accused of being in like a gay relationship.
Really?
Yeah, you clean it.
Does she think we're gay?
Because I cleaned the car as well. I've been on a cleaning one this morning.
Gay.
Reverse cowboy. Want to talk about phobias? Yeah. I've got defying phobia. I've got a thing, like a mental block.
Mm.
I can't go to the dump. I went to the dump with my mate as a favour to dump some shit, and I never got over that sweet, acrid, kind of dumpy smell.
It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. I go there because it's the only place I've ever been recognised.
Fair enough, yeah.
But go on, carry on.
So I refuse to go to the dump, even though it's closer than the local bin I've found. So I've found a bin.
A council bin or like a
council bin in a park.
Ooh.
So I now drive to this park with my car full of shit, and
it
now
must be a big bin.
It's a big old bin.
I love a big bin near me because I like going
it's
to
not
dump
near me. This is the problem. It's a good 45-minute round trip, but I know it's there.
Mental, yeah.
Yeah.
I like going to dump. I'd like to work there because you get used to the sort of sweet, acrid, disgusting smell, and you would get the bargains. You'd get the treasure.
Well. Yeah, well, I mean,
I've seen some treasure there before, and I've been like, "What are you doing with that, mate?" And he's like, "Eyes off of that." You know,
one man's junk is another man's pussy hole, they say. Is that right, isn't it?
Or something like that. I was there the other day, and they had one of those massive old Coca-Cola fridges, like the lay down flat ones from like the, you know, the old,
like the
old
Lee
school
Rigby fridge. The Jason Mariner's Lee Rigby fridge. Have you never? Are you not aware of it?
I know about Mariner. I know about Rigby, of course. Rest in peace.
You know about Mariner?
And yeah, you told me about him. He's got a shop in Thailand.
Yeah, yeah. The Churchill shop.
Right, yeah.
And he's got
Churchill's lunchbox.
Tom on the wall, the Queen, Lee Rigby fridge.
Why fridge is just...
It's a Lee Rigby fridge, mate. You can't make it up. You couldn't write a character like Jason Mariner.
Well, Lee Rigby, God rest his soul, supposedly his family are like, please stop using our dead relative.
Possibly,
to,
yeah.
To,
but
he wouldn't like this.
Captain Tom's family haven't complained.
Well, they've loved the whole thing, haven't they?
Well, I don't know if they
want to keep
anymore.
Him famous.
I bet they're keeping their heads down around Kent or wherever they live.
They got their leisure complex demolished the other day, didn't
they? Yeah, yeah. Sad times, man.
Quite funny. So, go on. Why are you scared of the bin?
Well, no, just that. I mean, you asked me to kind of like consider phobias.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, okay, immediately, me being me, think outside the box, define phobia. Give me a definition first. Because there's things I hate.
Yeah.
And I've got
brown people.
I can't go. No, I love. I love brown people, man.
It's the Chinese you don't like.
Yeah, it's the Chinese. They're the new enemy. No, I love brown. I'm just fascinated with them.
They are fascinating.
No, brown people.
Oh,
no, I think they are. But me being fascinated and wanting to know about them.
I'm kind of fascinated with all people in the human race.
No, I bet you I am.
Yeah.
But I'm not fascinated with dumps and dump life. So I can't go to the dump. But it's more of a mental block. But I have got real phobias.
Go on.
Like, and this is a really
it's
weird
dying,
one.
Aren't you?
No, you know, I can't even look, and it's making me honestly. You know, when someone licks a lolly, a nice lolly, and they go down to the wood, and they're licking the wood.
Oh yeah,
like the thought of licking that fucking
that's
wood,
sucking on the wood.
No, either that's just dragging it. Honestly,
he's scared of the splinters in you.
It's not even that. It's the feeling of that wood, or even licking that now. And it's the same. You know, when girls get the thing and they push their cuticles down.
Oh, that is horrible.
So
that.
Sometimes you'll sit there and then before you know it, you just glance to your side and your missus will be like...
One of them did it to me once. A girlfriend did it to me. She's like, let me do your nail.
Look at that nail. Mad, isn't it?
That is mad, yeah.
It's like 10 nails on one.
It's horrible. Like, I bet all of Christy Seaweed's are like that. That's a Christy Seaweed nail if I've ever seen one.
Well, I did that. Do you remember Pleasure Island in Liverpool?
Southport.
Knowsley.
Southport.
We spoke about it before.
Yeah, Southport was. It was amazing.
Fucking amazing. It was like the very first Millennium Dome, just full of shit for kids to do. And I was at the top of the soft play, and my brother decided to push me off the soft play. And I landed, and as I landed, my one finger went whoop, and the nail.
Oh.
And it's never. Oh, look, how, look at that.
It kind of looks cool. It makes you like a working man.
Yeah, well, I was a working man for many years.
Yeah, isn't that
one thing? No, anymore. I've worked for years. Great.
Talking about accidental or possibly accidental penis.
Remember that as a kid? Accidental.
No, we didn't have that.
Oh, you didn't do that. If like, no. you accidental.
So you went, you're a fucking dick. Accidental.
Did you used to play patball?
No, these are all. I want to learn these ones.
Oh, you must have played patball.
Yeah, because something else, something.
Tennis ball, wall, and a junction of a wall and a floor.
Right.
And you pat it into the floor. It has to bounce once, hit the wall.
No, we didn't.
Squash.
We used to play wally with a football, similar to that.
Ah, not wally.
We had wally with a football. It was like that.
Oh.
Well, that's cool. Oh, padball, we didn't have that.
Do you know what? And also, I realised the other day, you know your like mythical steps in Brint School?
They're not mythical. I saw them the other week.
Well,
caged off now, though.
Enough, where my bin is, where my magical bin that I dump shit in, is Elton Park. Yeah?
Right.
And it's the same park I used to, or all of us, used to drink when we were like 14, 15.
Your steps.
We had the huts.
The huts.
So we used to, and that. So I do have my version of the steps, but it was the huts. And I forgot until I was there the other day, and I was like, oh,
it's the steps, your steps.
I've got to take a photo of the huts, so I did.
Yeah, man, do it. Just show the people.
And for some reason, one of my mates wrote in white paint along the back of the huts, boat drinks.
Boat drinks?
Boat drinks. What? I believe it's from one of the Craze films, and it's like boat, it's a phrase from
that's
whatever.
That's a cool set of words.
Yeah, it was boat drinks, the boat drinks huts, yeah, if anyone remembers.
Is it still there? The
huts are still there, boat drinks is gone.
What are the huts? Are they like just like places for teenagers to hang out?
Now it's like a little cafe where you can buy ice creams, but at the time it was a place to like meet up and kind of drink 3 litre bottles of super strong cider, and I wouldn't even know how to describe
it. Yeah, all right, well, can go.
Yeah, anyway, live from the huts.
Wow, yeah, we've got the huts and we've got the steps. The steps are now caged because we were so fucking ruthless and the BDP crew were...
We're rabid.
You know, it's a legendary place as well. A lot of people trying to visit there now, especially because the podcast is doing so well.
Yeah.
The steps, they've been sort of caged off.
Mm.
They've got like a big black cage around them. I saw them the other day. I felt kind of sad, but you know, when the podcast does finally do well and I make loads of money, I'm going to buy the bath, buy the steps, and just fucking, I'm going to put like a blue plaque up for myself.
Reverse cowboy. We're back, guys. We're back.
We just had an exciting exchange.
We had a very, very, very interesting, I'd say, voice note from Mr. Dean Gaffney.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a guest that we are desperate to have on, but sadly, Dean's declined the offer, and we're going to revisit this notion again in a second.
Yeah, he's busy, and you know, get well soon, Dean.
Get well soon, mate.
And we'll see you in summer, hopefully. We're thinking of going to Ocean Beach and doing one live from there.
We're basically going to follow Wayne around Ocean Beach.
I follow him all winter, just anyway, around Essex. And then in summer, we're going to go together to follow him in Ibiza.
Yeah, so. Even though I am, officially, by European law, or whatever they call it, banned from the Balearics.
Yeah, well, it's all right, because we've got you a new passport. Wayne's had a word. Wayne's the mayor of Ibiza. He can get you.
Is he?
Yeah,
well,
something like that.
If he's the mayor of Ibiza, then he'll be looking forward to Chinese New Year. Meow!
It's in China, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know what you're on about. Anyway, you know what?
The year of the dragon. I don't know if you knew that.
It's not. It's the year of the rat, because Boomtown rats have come back.
Mm-mm. It's the year of the dragon. I saw it at my kid's nursery, which is plastered with Chinese New Year shit.
Bloody woke.
Never seen a Chinese kid in there, but, you know.
Give it a few years, mate. It'll be full of them.
Honestly, there's photos like that. It's the most, you know, like there's kids like dressed.
Well,
like
your kid?
No. But he wasn't there. I was looking for him, but I saw the photos on the walls. And I know a lot of the other kids, and I was like, they've all got little red hats on. They're all going like that. They're fully embracing Chinese New Year.
Well, you know, we've got to all embrace China sooner or later because they are going to be our new leaders. So, So you know, I exposed myself to the binman.
Mm-hmm.
Binman. Mm-hmm. I've missed that before.
It's a strange one, that, isn't it? Mun.
Mun.
No, like, it's people, plural.
Posh people do it, don't they? They say room. Would you put that in my room? And they say, oh, the binman are here.
If you are mentally ill like us and would like more of this shite, then please sign up to our Patreon.
So a man with a penis-splitting erection, as he described it, after Super Viagra orgy, accidentally flashed a teenager. This sounds like a likely tale.
Fuck you, yeah.
David Bruce Richardson was left with an extremely painful erection after taking Pitbull Super Viagra before attending an orgy.
I mean, how bad's your kind of impotency when you're on the old Super Viagra?
The Pitbull ones.
Yeah.
Like, just give up then. Your knob stopped working for a reason. Yeah. It's done its job.
I can get Viagra from the chemist now.
Not Pitbull,
can't
though.
Strong enough.
No.
Got any pit bulls?
Pit bulls like 10, like, fucking Lloyd's chemist ones, probably. Mm. Anyway, David Richardson from Australia took the sexual enhancement drug called Pit Bull Super last September. Then he attended an orgy, stuck it in as many holes as he could. Then...
Did he refer to it as penis splitting?
Yeah, and he said...
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, I got a bloody penis splitting erection.
What a fucking splitter.
He said... Hey, Judgy, you gotta believe me, mate. I got a bloody splitto down here from the fucking Pitbull. Take a pity at the orgy.
I'll be suing Pitbull.
Well, that's a good idea. Anyway, on the way home from the orgy, he's gone to Burger King, which over there is, for no reason, is called Hungry Jack's.
Hungry Jack?
Yeah, they call it Hungry Jack.
It's Burger King,
the company, but I think it must have been a copyright thing. There must be someone else with the trademark.
Yeah, someone's got it, like Grill King.
So they were like, what are you going to call it when you set up there? And they're like, Hungry Jack's, mate.
Makes sense.
Jacko's.
Yeah, makes sense.
He's gone for a Jacko's on the way. It does make sense. Who's Jack, though? Why is he so hungry? Anyway, let me finish. He's exposed himself to a 16-year-old girl. The teen worker was said to be reduced to tears after seeing this pit bull super knob.
Yeah, but hold on. This is obviously his defence. Oh, I took a pit bull and it made me, you know, like, no. It's not how it works. You've either got a boner or you haven't, but it stays in your trousers.
Don't go Hungry Jack's with your pit bull boner.
16-year-old girl at the window.
I know. He said... The lawyer has said he was with a number of young ladies and they were having relations at the orgy. And he says his erection would not cease and it became extremely painful. Things got worse when the side of his penis began to split. Oh, shit, he did have a split off.
Fuck me.
He was then forced to leave the orgy with his penis feeling like it was about to explode. Look, there's Hungry Jack's.
So what, he went straight to Hungry Jack's?
Yeah, you'd go to the hospital, wouldn't you? Go to hospital. He pulled into Hungry Jack's to purchase some food. What?
Who's eating after an orgy?
When your knob's split in half on the way to the hospital, get a fucking whopper, mate.
He didn't pull over for the whopper. He pulled over for a window.
He said, I wasn't trying to expose myself to the young girl. The pill was way too strong. I'm surprised it's legal to sell that stuff. I was in a lot of pain.
So what? So his dick's splitting, and it's splitting out of his dick, but it's not. It's still in his... I mean...
I don't... Yeah, but he must have shown...
There's holes in his story.
There is. We need to hear the story from the girl.
We need to get Bruce on.
Judge Austin has said he should have gone to a hospital rather than Hungry Jack's. I agree there.
Yeah. You can't... Wait,
and he's been handed a 9-month good behaviour bond. Reverse
cowboy. I'll tell you a good prank.
Yeah.
Thought of it last night. To be honest, I've thought of it before. It's so simple. Basically, you tranny up. You put your gear on.
Here we go again. You're obsessed with these people.
Basically, you do what, you know, you put a dress on, you feminise yourself, wig, you know, you make yourself man in a dress. You go to somewhere like Screwfix, Asda, or somewhere where they're wearing name badges.
Yeah.
You send someone in first and say, find me a fella working on the desk, give me his name. Mm-hmm. They then come out, and then you march in there in your women's gear. Okay, Mike, I didn't want it to come to this.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to bloody tell them, I'll bloody tell them, okay? You're an arsehole and you've got a small dick and you just ruin this cunt's life.
I mean,
and he'll be stood there like, what? I don't, you know, and then you just storm off again.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not a prank. That's awful.
It's great.
Imagine it happened to you.
I'd laugh my head off. I'm sorry, guys. I've got a clue who this is. Like, it's just funny. That is a top-notch prank.
Almost on a level. Someone who, like, if you knew someone working it was your mate working there, that'd be funnier.
To be honest, if you have a bad experience, this is a better one.
Oh, right, yeah.
If you have a bad experience with a male worker...
That man might go home and kill himself.
Shouldn't be so transphobic then, should he?
No, you've just done that.
No, but...
You're just going to go and ruin someone like Jeff's life in Asda. And you don't know, his mum might have died yesterday.
Oh, talking about Asda...
Yeah.
Let me tell you about the Asda couple. No, I'm not proud.
It's got to be
when we
perfect.
I've never ever seen a couple so young, so quick to give up on life.
Really?
So picture the scene. I'm in Asda. We split up. My missus takes the kid that way. I go and look at. I love sauces and like condiment.
Yeah, I know.
I'm always down condiment the sauce guy. Aisle. On my way to the sauce aisle. What I can only describe as this four-legged, on a mobility scooter, and they were big. They stunk of weed. He was a white kid, I would say about 20, fat, like a human PlayStation, if you know what I mean.
20?
About 20.
Whoa. Mate.
And he had the full jihadi beard, like he just hadn't shaved.
Yeah.
It was that beard. But that was funny enough. So it was just this big fat bloke. Didn't even need a mobility scooter. Probably borrowed it off his nan or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the footwell was his girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Another able-bodied 20-year-old sitting there with an iPad in between his legs. And he's like... just cruising, mate, through the aisles. Honestly.
You might have to film that.
How did I not video it?
I don't know.
It was fucking unreal. And then I saw my missus, like, do you see that? And she was like, yeah. And I said, okay, I'll go back for another look.
No. Why are they giving up so early?
What was she doing on her
well, iPad?
Asda, Charlton.
I've never been to Charlton. But right. what was she doing?
Where there's an Asda. Not Beckton, if you ever been to Beckton.
No. All these places are made up.
No, but they're all the same.
I just don't go to South London until I say, come here, yeah.
No, but Beckton's...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know.
Like, Beckton will just be like Bolton or something.
Fucking Home Bargains.
Yeah,
BLM.
Yeah. Dunelm.
Yeah. Proper Dunelm crew.
Dunelm crew, yeah. Drive-through Greggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know the arenas of
so, yeah, if anyone knows that couple, I'd love to get them on the podcast.
You know what, talking about people in... obese people in mobility scooters. I went to four different car boot sales in summer because I live just on the border of Essex and London.
I've never been to one.
Really?
I'd like to.
Oh, mate, we'll go. It's fucking great. Well, up north, it was a big thing growing up, right? And there's loads in Essex still because it's like loads of boomers live out there, I guess, and it's a big deal for boomers. Most of the things that you'll find there are fucking shit, right? But you'll occasionally find a bargain, and it's just funny. But I went to four different ones. Each one had a different, heavily obese woman in a mobility scooter knocking about. Yeah, and I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, so it's obviously like, you know, a certain class of people go to these things, yeah, you know, yeah, poor people or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I started thinking like the conspiracy theory brain going, ding, 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 ding. Is this like Truman Show, like car boot Truman Show?
Well, there's a graph, isn't there? It's called the scooter graph.
Yeah.
It was created by
Jason
Steve
Scooter.
Hawkins, the only genius to have a mobility scooter because... the richer you are, you don't have them.
No.
You've got to be poor to get one.
He only had one because the only part of his body that worked was a knob to insert into teenagers on the island, didn't it?
Yeah.
But other than that, he didn't work.
But you never see a rich man flying around Harrods on a mobility scooter, will you?
No, you won't. Well, they've got a dietitian, they've got a chef. They're not going to Iceland and they're not depressed enough to be just eating shit all day.
Talking about eating shit.
Yeah, actual shit. Or...
well, yeah, more or less. What? I went McDonald's yesterday.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Ugh.
The chips are pretty good.
Craving.
The chips are good. You can't deny that.
You're better than Burger King chips.
Burger King chips, I mean, they're fucking rubbish.
Well, they're like watery. They're
you mean
like
Hungry Jack's?
Yeah, Hungry Jack's. But yeah, and I thought, all right, well, this kills a bit of time. I put Bella in the front seat, which I'm not meant to do, but...
that's highly illegal, isn't it? Yeah.
I know. How old have you got to be in the front seat?
About 14, I think, now.
Oh, really?
They're meant to be in like a booster seat till they're 12 or something, kids. It's mental.
Well, she's in a booster seat, but I said, go on, you can... no, actually, I didn't put her in the front until we got to McDonald's.
Oh, then you're on private land, do whatever you want.
Well, I was on private... but
the Ronald's land.
So, you know... speak to the woman and all that. Man, I thought she'd enjoy the experience. I've got a little mini McFlurry and blah, blah. Anyway.
It's kind of like Safari Park for like subhuman scum.
Yeah. And she said to me, what is McDonald's? I thought, oh God, this is like a tipping point here. Like, how do I explain? Like, this is food for fat people. It's really bad food that you eat if you want to become fat. But I did get told off by the fat woman at her nursery, didn't I? This was 6 months ago.
Right.
So it was like pre-McDonald's, but I felt it was time again. Because McDonald's will make you fat. So.
Well, yeah.
But the woman, and she is a bigger woman, fat woman.
Mm.
She said to me, oh, Bella's been saying fat and fat and fat. I said, oh, really? Oh, I don't know where she's got that from. And then that's why I stopped saying it.
The thing is... at the end of the day, your kid at nursery, she's going to run into about 30 different kids a week. She's going to pick up things from them.
My daughter, she hangs around with two little, they're lovely as well, two little black girls. But she has.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I can just hear it, a slight Nigerian accent.
Bella has.
When she comes on. Yeah. Sometimes if she's feeling bossy, she'll be, no, I don't want to do this. Honestly, I swear. It's funny, but it's like, Ryan. You know where I picked you up from earlier?
Yeah.
There's a secondary school there.
What?
Yeah.
There?
By the O2. Right. Yeah. But it's just black kids. So like, basically 90%. From what I can see, 90% black kids. And I thought to myself, fuck, you're not going there.
No, send her there. It'd be cool. She'll become a hip-hop star.
Well, yeah.
Don't be daft. The black kid's the same as a white kid.
I know that.
Yeah, well, what difference
is
it?
I'm just saying, I don't want me kid having a
Nigerian accent.
Nigerian accent. Yeah.
You'll like, colloquially. Bella, what are you up to in your room? And she'll be like, sending scam emails to someone saying,
yeah,
you'd be like, you have inherited 4 million.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm just saying, I'm aware that who you hang around with, that's kind of who you become.
Do you reckon there's a white guy in China? He was brought up there. And No, he's brought up there, and because of that, he went to a normal school there, so he's got the accent, but everyone just thinks he's being racist.
Yeah, of course. Like,
but he's like, because I've got a mate who's got two kids who brought up in China, he brings them up in China, he lives there because his wife works there, and his kids go to an international school, though, so they talk like in an American accent.
American, yeah.
Yeah, but like, if you just went, nah, I'm sending them to the Chinese school, you know, I'm good keeping it real here, they'd be like, hello, mommy.
There's a bad, a great big weather.
About this, right? In Buckingham Palace.
Go in? Is it a tourist attraction?
Nah. My mate went in and I dared him and he did it. He did a line of coke in the box. He had to go in for some award thing and I was like, take some gear in and do a line of coke in the box. He's like, I'll fucking do it. And he did it. Quite legend.
Probably quite a bit of cocaine within Buckingham Palace.
Oh, right? Yeah.
She probably gets the best bit.
Yeah, she does.
If she's alive.
She's down in the cellar, like, just mutating and just eating orphans. Did you see there's this thing Snoop Dogg came out with this week, because Snoop Dogg was up for like a murder charge in like 95 or something, right? But he got acquitted. Anyway, when he was up for the charge, he came to the UK to do some shows and they held him in immigration. And there's this big press furore, is that the word? Yeah, furore about it. All the tabloids were like, get this evil bastard out of the UK, you know, all this shit. Anyway, the Queen stepped in. So Snoop Dogg's going to, guess who stepped up? The Queen, she my girl. Yeah, and he's like,
yeah,
and the Queen stepped in and said, this man has done nothing in this country, let him in. And supposedly it was because Prince Harry was banging off his tunes. He was just like buzzing. So, so
Prince Harry said to him,
he's like, sort Snoop out. That's the only good royal thing I've ever heard.
She had, or, you know, the royal family have absolute...
Oh, yeah.
You know, they can tell...
Bosses.
Yeah, the original gangsters.
But I was thinking there's a parallel... royal family living in Buckingham Palace who were all spiders or rats, because whoever's the leader of the spiders in Buckingham Palace now will have a great, 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 great grandfather who was knocking about in there when Victoria was there. Yeah, so they are essentially another royal family living in the palace.
Yeah, true. Yes.
And there'll be a rat one as well and a mouse one. And
well, you know, we were talking last week about the ridiculous notion of infinity universes, but if there is,
yeah,
then in one of these infinity universes there's a royal family where the spider's the king, yeah, and he's married to a flyer to a human.
Most of that
baby
go down.
Do you know what I mean, like infinity? Welcome to the Joe Rogan podcast.
Reverse cowboy.
You sent me this very exciting news for me, obviously, because you know I'm into monkey escape.
Yeah, there's been a monkey escaped from a Highlands should a monkey ever be in that kind of climate anyway? No.
Probably not, but it's a Japanese macaque. And have you seen those Japanese monkeys that just live in ice and they just go and chill in like the hot springs?
Oh, have you researched the monkey?
Well, I've just got it up on here that it says it's a Japanese macaque. Parts of Japan are really cold, parts are really hot. Mm. I don't know where the macaques live, but there are those monkeys in Japan who are like, they're just chilling like hot springs all day with ice all over them, don't they? Have you seen them? They're fucking cool.
What, is he one of them?
I don't know. He doesn't look like one, to be honest. But well, he's escaped. No. He's in Scotland. He's in Kingussie.
Where?
Kingussie, wherever that is.
She's near where?
In the Highlands.
If anyone, let's be honest, Scotland is like four places.
But it's Glasgow, massive, isn't it?
Edinburgh, the Highlands, Where's the... No, it's three places.
There's a lot of places in Scotland, I think.
Dundee.
We've upset the Scottish enough over the years, so I think... As English people, not us.
Oh, yeah, I haven't. I'd actually quite like to be Scottish.
There's a lot of Italians living in Scotland.
Hey.
You know, you. Paolo Nutini, he's good.
Paolo Nutini. Yeah. What's that tune he did? He did a really dark tune.
He's good.
It was... Oh, fuck, that was quite...
I did a gig with him once, and he was when he was really young, and he was unknown, and he was a really sweet young lad, but his talent, unreal. It was like, watched him, and I was just like, might as well give up, you know what I mean? Because he was that good.
So good, yeah.
And then I know a mate who is friends with a friend of his, and they ended up going skiing with him. And he's like, he's quite an elusive guy.
Really good at skiing as well.
Probably. He's like dead handsome, dead talented, probably dead good at skiing. But anyway, he's a mad cunt, supposedly. I'm not, you know, grassing him up here because I like this about him. And they went skiing somewhere in like Switzerland, and they'd rented this villa, and he was staying with all these friends. And he's like, is anybody up for some fucking icky soup? And they're like, what? And they're like, icky soup. And what he did is he got a bowl full of Red Bull, put two pills in it, put it in the microwave. So the pills melted into the Red Bull and then drank it and went skiing all day.
Like, I can't agree.
Yeah. Shout out Paolo Nutini. Fancy Paolo coming on.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to do Ecky Soup, then as an experiment for us, do it. I'm too old to do it now.
Ecky Soup.
Ecky Soup. Who wants a fucking Ecky Soup?
I'll have an Ecky Soup with you, Paolo.
Yeah. Shout out Paolo, you silky voiced prick.
Hey, you can't but yeah, there's a for better in the touch.
Yeah, you can't. But there's a monkey up north near the village of King Craig. Carl Nagel, a local man, saw the monkey. I go up, went to the patio window, and there's a, I can't do the accent, a juvenile Japanese snow monkey. He's a fucking snow monkey, so he'll be buzzing. He's eating the nuts that have fallen from his bird feeders. He's just chilling in someone's garden. Leave him alone. Let them all out.
Yeah.
Let them out, like, define.
You shouldn't have a monkey anyway. The story should be a monkey was held captive for a number of days.
Well, I always think it's weird how right next to Liverpool, there's a thousands of monkeys in a field, you know, Knowsley Safari Park. Yeah. There's knocking around.
Why did I not get out of the field?
Because they've got like massive electric fences, probably. No, but I, you know, I've been to Knowsley. There's lions like, and fucking monkeys running around in Liverpool. Why?
You should never. I mean, I'm anti zoo. I refuse to take my kids to a zoo. You don't need to. You've got the fucking internet there. We can show you what all these animals look like.
Yeah, there shouldn't be gorillas in Camden. No. It's out of order.
Nah, it's mad.
Yeah. Why are they in Camden?
Well, probably for the same reason that Channel 4, when we were kids, used to have Kabaddi on at 9 in the morning.
It was good, though, wasn't it? Transworld Sports.
Transworld. You won't get away with that now. Transworld Sport would be a completely different show.
It would. Transworld Sports would be... I mean, it's bloody happening to all sports, isn't it, these days?
You know those companies, like... Let's say they're like transport companies or moving, and they were called like Trans Express.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're fucked.
I don't feel sorry for them. I think it's funny.
No, I do. You know, you're Eddie Stobart. You've created a sister company for your kids called
that. Change the name of it.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, yes, there's a monkey loose in Scotland. If you see him, just leave him alone. And if you go to the zoo, let them all out. They deserve to be out.
If you can tame him, though, maybe blue paint. Blue face paint.
And a little skirt.
Little skirt.
Yeah.
Little tartan schoolgirls. Not a schoolgirl skirt, just a kilt.
You can put me in a zoo, but you cannot take my freedom.
Hey. Reverse cowboy. My mate used to have a car called Dog Section. Believe it or not.
It's the same guy who had boat drinks.
It's the one who believes I'm a goth.
You are a goth.
Well, yeah.
So because you've got dark hair and you're like Oasis.
Yeah, to him, I'm a goth.
Yeah.
But yeah, he used to have a car called Dog Section.
Why?
It was like a little white van. It looked like a load of dogs were going to come fly out of the back.
Right.
Fuck me. Yeah, what a podcast.
Yeah, what a podcast. Big in Bulgaria.
Weddings recently.
We're similar age, but you were that age about sort of
mid-30s.
Well, mid-30s or like early to mid-30s, every fucker you knew who had a bit of money or whatever, they all get married. Right, and you got invited. I was like, oh, another one. You know, I never got married, didn't want to.
And the weddings,
too. They've all ceased because now they're all slowly getting divorced. So a lot of them are getting divorced now. And I think we'll get a spew of extra weddings in a few years, like second marriages.
I hope so. I don't think any of my mates have. Yeah, no one's got divorced.
It'll happen. It's on the horizon.
Yeah.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
Right, guys, do not buy Kellogg's products anymore, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
John F. Kellogg.
Yeah.
The
J-Dog.
The grandfather of the Kellogg's.
Did he invent cornflakes?
He invented cornflakes amongst other things, but he was a physician and he was a prude who believed that sexual desire was wrong.
Or virgin.
Now, to further away from that point, John F. Kellogg never consummated his own marriage and he spent his time, get on this.
Making cornflakes.
Making cornflakes and also writing anti-sex books.
What a fucking dick.
Fuck. Right, so an anti-sex book.
We need to get one of these. Read it.
We've got to try and get a member of the Kellogg family on.
I mean, it's not done. It does usually end in tears, sex, so you might as well. It ends in trouble.
But yeah, for some reason, he decided, and this is from
maybe he was right.
He decided to create cornflakes to get people away from them wanton thoughts.
Well, he thought that cornflakes would stop us like wanting to shag people.
Well, apparently they do. Apparently there's something in them that kind of takes you away from that. What is it, niacin? You know when you look on the back
yeah.
of it, like no one ever questions what it is. Oh, no, just yeah. a bit of...
Fortified with 13 vitamins and minerals.
Yeah, and niacin like, and thamoflavin and...
And they're all just to make your knob not work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
JFK, JF fucking cornflakes. Wherever you are, go fuck yourself.
No wonder. Nap, crackle and pop, all men. Coco the monkey, man. Tony the tiger, man. Rick, the ricicles astronaut.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah.
No
birds.
No one sexy.
No sexy cereal birds.
It's true, isn't it?
It is.
No cereal, is there a woman?
No, and I do love cereal, love a bowl of cereal, but I'm thinking of boycotting the whole thing, the whole industry.
Yeah, I mean, as an adult, I boycotted cereal years ago.
I don't eat Cocoa Pops or Frosties, you know what I mean? It's mental. You're mental to eat that as an adult. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I've been partial to a bowl of Frosties.
No, they're all good, but if you eat them now, I ate some like a few years ago as like a test. Fucking hell, you feel like your teeth
if
melt.
If John F. Kellogg never consummated his marriage...
He's a homosexual man.
Who's getting all this Kellogg's money then?
Oh, right, yeah. So he's never did a baby.
You know, who gets the Kellogg's money?
Where's the Kellogg cash? That's the big question of the day.
Boycott Kellogg's. They're anti-sex.
Yeah.
Fucking anti-sex book.
What a loser. Let people enjoy something, Kellogg, you fucking prude. Especially back then. You've got nothing to be happy about. Anyway, talking of things to be happy about, I'm not too unhappy about it. A six-legged dog, a spaniel, was found in a supermarket in London.
Wow, what the fuck was he doing in the supermarket?
Someone had abandoned this six-legged dog.
Trainers.
He was in an Aldi. In the middle aisle, you do get cheap trainers, to be fair.
Six-legged dog?
Six-legged spaniel. And this is the baffling thing. The people who've rescued her, they've named it Ariel after the mermaid. Now, Ariel the mermaid has no legs. Mm. I don't get it.
I think they're trying to be ironic.
It's not fun. That's shit. You don't.
Like they, you know them people
stick to
who
your day
a dog
job
and call it Dave?
Yeah.
And their whole personality revolves around, ask me what my... Dogs.
I know what you're saying, but this is a step further. The joke's so shit that it's like, you have to think, is that actually a joke? So anyway, it's called Ariel, but the bastards, they've removed two of its legs to make it normal. I would have killed to have a six-legged dog.
Yeah, anyone would.
Yeah, get it with some little roller boots, knocking up, fucking speeding around. Mm. I bet that dogs are very adaptable creatures.
Swimmer.
Yeah, it'd be good at all sports.
It would.
But that dog would have embraced its six legs and, you know, we would have had a new super dog on our hands. But no, these fuckers have amputated two of its legs.
Is there anyone ever been born with, like a human with more than one leg?
They have, but they're like conjoined twins where, like, the head of the other one's in its belly or something. They're not really like a human just with
imagine
four legs.
Imagine when you were conjoined like that.
When the podcast makes it, let's pay for it to happen. There'll be someone in China who'll do it.
Get one on. You know them people who are like, they're two different...
Siamese twins.
One drags the other one round to go and see her boyfriend.
Yeah, and she's like,
I'm gay.
They sit there and like...
They're fucked.
Read a book or whatever.
I mean, imagine being one of them, fuck that.
Or two of them.
Two of them. Because they are different people that stuck together. When I was a kid, my mum was a childminder. So we'd have different kids coming through the house all the time, you know, after school.
Well, that's good, man.
It was really nice.
It says a lot about your mum.
Yeah, she's an amazing woman.
Yeah.
Despite what I said on the podcast last week about her throwing my Mother's Day cards out, she is an amazing woman. But we looked after all these kids.
She's got loads of orphan cards as well.
Too many. I can't deal with yours favorites. As well.
Yeah. No, you're just the same as them.
Yeah, get out. Anyway, she used to look after this kid called James Brown, right? You know, every time we're like, 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, James Brown, the little ginger kid. His mum was pregnant when I was about 7, something like that. It's like, oh, James's mum's having a baby, whatever. Oh, it's twins, I think. She gave birth to some Siamese twins.
Oh, wow.
Like, I mean, probably luckily for everyone involved, they died about a day later, right? Which is really sad. But at the same time, it would have been a challenging life for her and for them, I think.
Do you know what? I don't want to make this too serious, but I'm hyper aware of how lucky I am that my kids are not
Siamese twins.
Well, yeah, that would be a nightmare, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But, you know, just health. You
health
know, like,
yeah, man.
I follow certain pages. You know, kids with, like, brain cancer and...
That's a risk, isn't it? I saw the other day, one of my mates, he's got, like, an 8-year-old girl, and she's got a tumour, and it's, like, it's a benign one, but it's causing her loads of problems, epilepsy and stuff. And it's, like, an 8-year-old girl, and you're, like...
So are they raising money for...
Yeah, and it's, like, it's really sad, you know, because she's got... I will do. She's got loads of health issues now from this thing, and it's like affecting her, and she's a sweet little kid, I met her, and you're just like, oh, for fuck's sake, you know, why kids, it's horrible, like, yeah, sometimes. Yeah,
yeah. They can be no good.
You know, they can't, you're right. And it's terrifying having children, because imagine how much you love your kids, if something like that happens to them, it's going to destroy you, and you've got to be so strong then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but yeah.
No medals.
No, you don't.
Put up with it.
You might get to, like, meet the cast of Strictly Come Dancing from Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, yeah, you might get some... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Gary Lucy comes and fucking...
Yeah, and like signs of some Hollyoaks thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nothing against Gary Lucy.
No.
Get him on as well.
Well, he's probably scraping the barrel for content, yeah.
Well, no, he was on Celebs Go Dating.
Right. Well, give him a couple of years so he's got nothing going on, we'll get him on.
Reverse Cowboy.
Anyway, should we do karaoke? Have you got any tunes?
I'm going to do... It's slightly controversial, this one.
Go on.
I'm going to do Redemption Song.
Are you going to do it in your South East London accent, or are you going to do it as a Jamaican man?
I'm going to do it as a Jamaican man.
Well, I just want to say, as I always say to people, I'm not responsible for anything this man does. You know, he's my friend.
This cannot.
I like him.
Listen.
I like him.
If anyone on earth can sing Redemption Song in a non-Jamaican accent, then good for you.
It'd be funny if you tried, though. It'd be like, you know.
I'll try.
Try it.
I'll try, and we'll see when I slip into it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was episode 59. Grazie, Gennaro, over there. This is Redemption Song. Oh, pirates, yes, they brought by.
You fucked up already.
Sold I to the merchant ship. What?
You just said they robbed me.
What?
Because you're doing it in an English voice.
Oh,
some pirates, yes, they robbed me, sold me to a merchant ship.
Okay, I've been pulled up on dialect. That was a good start, though.
He sounded great.
Oh, fucking hell.
Sorry for interrupting.
I'm going to do it. I'm just going to read the work. All right. I can't.
All right, do what you want, mate.
It did sound great. You're right.
Shout out, Jamaica. MP3 is coming on next week.
Oh, pirates, yes, they robbed me. Sold us to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took us from the bottomless pit, my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall we kill our prophet while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. Won't you help sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song.
Aww.
Massive ears of Jamaica, but that was bang on. Congratulations.
Beautiful, that. I can't top that. I'm going to quickly do a little bit of one, which was, this week I saw the legendary band Depeche Mode, and they blew my head off. I know I like them, great band, whatever, but they're 62 years old. I couldn't do what they're doing, running around on stage like madmen. You know, up close, I'm sure they look like little goblins. Martin Gore looks like a dead lesbian, more so than I do, unbelievably, right? But anyway,
should have licked him out.
Mate, I would have licked him out. They were so good. Like, amazing show, really moving. I was crying at one point. So fucking good. Anyway, I just want to try and attempt one of their songs. And there's no point because it's too good. But, you know, everyone go and watch him.
If I could do Bob Marley, you can do Bob Stewart.
He's taking his Bob Marley job. He's going method. He's out there smoking the herb. This tune, what a tune. Well done, Martin Gore, for writing this. And Alan Wilder for producing it. I think you did it. Nobody gives a shit. Anyway. I'm Danny Dyer.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, pierce right through me. Can't you understand, oh my little girl? All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is you in my arms. Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm.
Here we go. Oh, I was into that melody.
Remember
it's
the Clothes Show? This reminds me of the Clothes Show.
Is it? Yeah.
Jeff Banks.
Jeff Banks, what a lad. This melody just makes me cry.
Save as well for Pele in that World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, going off on a tangent here, but yeah.
Vows are spoken to be broken. Feelings are intense. Words are trivial. Pleasures remain. So does the pain. Words are meaningless and forgettable. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms.
That's so good.
Very.
I just gave him a hug to the audio listeners.
They can only do my melody.
Listen to Depeche Mode, listen to Joe Rose, listen to this podcast, share it with your friends, sign up to the Patreon, and if you don't do any of those things, then have a nice day.
And if you don't know, get to know. Grazie, ciao, arrivederci, ciao, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty, please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.